This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2065. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 17th, Alaska, Austria, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, Eritrea, France, Germany, Guatemala, Guinea, Korea South, Kuwait, Monaco, Netherlands Antilles, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Pridnestrovia, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Thailand, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. You never know what will happen next with KNLS Alaska, but as of December 14th, Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports both their transmitters were back on the air. The Brazilian on 4925 continues on the air, and we have some news about it from listeners in Brazil. José Ronaldo Xavier, JRX, says, heard December 11th at 0115 to 0140 with a musical program. He says, Radio Rural, or Radio Rural de Chefé, seems to be its new name. By the way, Chefé is spelled T-E-F-E with an acute accent on the second E. On the same date, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil was also hearing it from December 11th into UT 12th around midnight UT, but it was relaying the FM channel 93.9, ID as Rádio Rural 93.9 in Amazonia. Then he got a reply from them explaining this in translation. Their challenge is to win over the FM listener. They had been known as AM 1270, and now they're going by FM 93.9. Apparently the FM has recently been added or upgraded, but they do say they will continue to broadcast on the tropical band, in addition to FM 93.9 and via internet. DRM experiment from RNA in Brasilia continues around 11910. Best heard via remotes in Brazil or nearby. On December 11th at 2210, the Brasilia remote receiver, which can't be far away from it, was instead picking up NHK Radio Japan in Japanese as already scheduled on this frequency from the other side of the world. But the DRM was coming in well at the Bonaire remote, including between 22 and 23 UT on a weekday Friday, A Voz do Brasil, the government-required hour. It appears to consist of segments of about 5 minutes from different government departments. I heard a bit of it, such as Rádio Justiça and O Jornal do Senado. Deep winter is the best time to DX aeronautical beacons from remote parts of Canada. I've been hearing a lot of them in the past week on the long or lower medium wave bands. Here's just one example. On 334 kilohertz, December 14th at 0730, a dash and YER, which is 200 watts at Fort Severn, Ontario. I looked that up in Wikipedia. Fort Severn First Nation is a western swampy Cree First Nation band government on Hudson Bay, the most northern community in Ontario. 19 years ago, the population was 401, consisting of 90 families in an area of 40 square kilometers. Last week I mentioned the Chilean pirate on 7610 RCW as heard in Chile, but I thought I would try for it at least using remotes in South America, and I did hear it. December 12th from 2308 past 2352, and I also performed a direction-finding exercise called TDOA using the remotes, one of which placed it in north-central Argentina. However, that's very approximate, and I think it could still be really in Chile. It's easy to forget about the new shortwave band added a few years ago, from 18.9 to 19 megahertz. However, there is a very little activity there. In the British DX Club, 18900 was reported by John Gleason, a strong Chinese language signal, at 1025 UT on December 13th. Dave Kenny points out, that is a listed Sound of Hope frequency. No doubt it's a CNR1 jammer. It was found to be parallel to a known CNR1 frequency, 4800. Eritrea is again intruding into the worldwide 40-meter ham band. Dr. Hans-Jörg Wiener in Germany heard the government station on 7140, December 12th, closing down at 1830 UT. It had been missing for some time, as well as their other program on 7180. This was actually via a remote receiver, he told Wolfgang Büchel, who also checked it out on December 14th via another remote and could hear it barely at 1556 UT, measured 20 hertz above 7140. I'm still hearing the clandestine for Eritrea, Baito Yaikal, brokered by RMI, Saturday, December 12th from 1529, varying around 17545. This is the site at Issoudun, France, according to listings. I tracked the variation of the carrier using the SAM mode via remote receiver and found that in one cycle it varied between 36.8 and 67.6 hertz plus, and the next cycle between 37.7 and 67.4. I figured this strange transmitter behavior should apply to other broadcasts from the same site, and quite by chance, I soon found the next one, another frequency behaving in exactly the same way, 15285 after 16 UT, which is Radio Manara International in Hausa for Nigeria via Issoudun, another RMI brokerage. On another day, December 14th, after WIMB ended its DRM transmission, I was hearing Alameda Bible Fellowship on 13660. That could also be the same transmitter, although at that time I did not check it for wobbling. It is another program arranged by RMI, although the schedule there shows it's only on Monday and Friday. From the Radio France International website, Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener reports that on December 14th, RFI expanded its shortwave service to Africa in the Fulfulde and Mandinka languages, especially Fulfulde, which had been weekends only but is now 2 hours daily. About 50 million Fulophones can now wake up with news in their language. Ivo Ivanov has the full new schedules for both languages, but he says effective from December 24th, that wake up in Fulfulde would be 0730 to 08 on 11875. Next item is filed between France and Germany, but we don't really know where in Europe it's coming from. Ivo Ivanov reports a new frequency for the pirate Radio 319, heard December 16th from 1500 on 5827 in English, replacing 5805. Lots of holiday specials we can't really cover in great detail here, but some of them concerning Germany. From Idun's medium wave info via the Arctic Radio Club, on the 22nd of December from 13 to 14 UT, a transmission on 810 kHz from Koenigs Wusterhausen in Germany. Not the original big mast, but a smaller antenna. And someone named Marco says it's also to be heard on shortwave 5960, commemorating 100 years of radio from that place. As it sometimes does, Channel 292 in Germany turns off its own lower-powered shortwave transmitter on 6070 and feeds programming to the 100-kilowatt transmitter in Mosbrunn, Austria. That's the case for a shortwave marathon on December 26th. Between 09 and 14:30 UT, half-hour segments from a variety of their regular programmers, including between 12 and 13, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot and From the Isle of Music, but the rest, I think, are from Europe. And then the entire marathon is repeated on 292's own 10-kilowatt transmitter, 3955, between 1430 and 1900, according to listings by Ivo Ivanov. But the biggest deal from Germany is the annual Christmas Eve broadcast called Gruß an Bord. It's for mariners all over the world via multiple platforms, but for this occasion they do add shortwave. Six frequencies at a time in two-hour segments. Via Peter Hansen we have a convenient look at the lineup. At 19 to 21 UT via Armenia 6030, via Germany 6080 and 9740, via Austria 9570. Via France, 9800 and 11650. And from 21 to 23, via Germany, 6145 and 9740. Via Armenia, 6155. Via France, 9590 and 9830. And via Austria, 9675. Central America's last shortwave station, Radio Verdad in Guatemala, continues missing from 4055. On December 11th, we finally received word from Dr. Madrid about what the situation is. He says Radio Truth's Omnitronics 1000 burned out on the 5th of December. Both power modules were burned out, so Radio Truth is out of air ever since. We fixed Module A, and I went to test it. It worked all right for 5 minutes, and then a fuse burned out. Module B has a card with a burned area on the printed circuit. May need a new card or rebuilding the old one. So that's why we are off the air on shortwave and continue on Internet. The only shortwave frequency from Radio Guinea, Conakry, 9650, was reactivated a while back, but continues to be quite sporadic and faces interference from Cuba, North Korea, among others. But Stephen C. Wood in Massachusetts caught it December 17th at 1855 in a local language about COVID, past the top of the hour with some high life music. He says, modulation was mostly good, best level I've heard them in quite a while. From Masilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard's weekly update on the jump-around frequencies of clandestines from South to North Korea as of Monday, December 14th. Well, they had been jump-around for VOP, but again, there had been no changes for the fifth consecutive week for that one. 3480, 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600 checked at 1045. And a few minutes earlier, all the frequencies had been changed for the other one from the last two Mondays, VOH. It was on 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255, 6350, and 9105. Radio Kuwait was way off frequency on December 12th, as noted by Ivo Ivanov, the English broadcaster, at 0715 on 15432.2. By 08, it went into Farsi, around 15427 or 15426.8 until 0803 when it went off. And the next broadcast was also way off frequency. Philip Thino starting at 1000, supposed to be on 17760, but was down on 17603.8. But it was drifting up and up, and by 1156 UT, Wolfgang Büschel measured it on 17617.660. He says one of the four transmitters at the Compt Broadcast Center, KABD, is always off frequency minus, but this was totally different behavior wandering in the 16-meter band at a rate of 200 hertz upwards per minute. Monaco or Monaco non, Mike Terry reports on a short and mysterious reappearance of RMC on 216 kilohertz long wave. On the evening of November 24th, around 1730, the Milanese DXer Mauro Giroletti reported RMC Info Talk Sports Signal on 216, which had been closed for several months. It was not continuous, but a series of on-offs on the frequency. 216 was recorded with an audio clip, which finally ceased after about a minute. It was quite robust, 20 over 9. So what caused this mysterious reappearance of RMC on long wave? Among Tim Hall's Mammoth DX report from the Nevada-Utah border about PJB 800 Netherlands Antilles, not a big DX catch, of course, high power, but he noted on October 29th at 0500 UT, they play some kind of anthem each evening, but it is not the national anthem of the Netherlands Antilles or even of Holland. So what is it? The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2065, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Doug Brown of London, Ontario, for a generous check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Doug comments, thanks for another year of great programs in what has otherwise been a dark year, full of bad news. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Last week's item about a scheduled change at Radio New Zealand quickly outdated. They've made another change, no doubt spurred by the oncoming southern summer. Via Ivo Ivanov, he says as of December 14th, part of their schedule is from 2259 on 15720. At 0559, switching to 13840, and at 0759 for 2 hours, 11725. Update on Papua New Guinea from Ron Howard. Still no NBC Bougainville on 3325, but as of December 12th, he heard NBC Madang on 3260 from 1129 until off at 1203 with Pacific Island pop music, closing with their usual sign-off format of indigenous drums and chanting and ID. Better than usual, but the muffled audio was also as usual. As for 7325, CRI continues off the air when checking at 1219, but nothing there. Not any carrier from Wantok Radio Light. Isled under transmitter site Pridnestrovia, Kurdish clandestine Dengue Lot, reported by Mark Taylor, Wisconsin, in his NASPA flash sheet, somewhat off frequency, 11531.1, December 12th at 1344. There was interference from a tone on exactly 11530, perhaps Turkish jamming. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany was also noting this on December 14th. He says it's jamming by Turkish President Erdogan, 11530.007. Furthermore, at 0736 UT, the Dengewelat transmitter, 11530 even, was putting out spurs exactly 50.5 kHz above and below, which he thinks may have been due to icing on the antennas. That is 11479.5 and 11580.5. Russia Non, via David Cole and Mike Cooper, a story from the Washington Post, December 16th, by Paul Farhi. Headlined, Radio Free Europe fires a prominent Russian journalist, and the Kremlin smirks. To his Russian admirers, Timur Olievsky is a kind of latter-day Walter Cronkite or Mike Wallace, a trusted journalist and fearless muckraker in a country where the press is suppressed and many prying reporters have been killed. Olievsky has been a rare independent voice, operating outside state controls as a star host for RFERL. So people in Moscow were stunned when he was fired earlier this month. The organization cited his unauthorized participation in an online discussion about Alexei Navalny, the Russian opposition leader, who has blamed state forces linked to President Putin for his near-fatal poisoning. Olievsky's firing has turned into a mini-propaganda coup for the Kremlin, which has used it to portray RFE as hypocritical in its claims about free speech. Some but not all Saudi Arabian frequencies are offset, such as 13785 on the plus side, I heard December 11th at 1356. Rodney Johnson in Minnesota was also wondering about the odd frequencies. Wolfgang Büschel says it's easy. All the odd frequency transmissions are coming from the Riyadh Broadcast Center. The even frequencies from their more modern new site since 2013 in Jeddah. Here's a shortwave station in Thailand, which is not HSK9 or VOA relays. 6765 USB. I heard Bangkok Meteorological Radio, December 11th, at 1359, but that was just as it was signing off with the multiple tones, and an announcement may be in English. They broadcast both in English and Thai, according to IB listings. On 6765.1 and parallel 8743. They have two-hour broadcasts, alternating with 1 hour off throughout the 24 hours. They used to QSL nicely, and maybe still do, although they were eliminated from the World Radio TV Handbook years ago, I guess, as being too much of a utility station. Alan Rowe in England has compiled and published a schedule of holiday broadcasts through January 3rd, that is, programs with special emphasis on holiday themes. It's posted at the World of Radio IO Group and other major shortwave sites. This includes more details about greetings on board, as I mentioned earlier, from Germany, and some BBC World Service programs, including the Perennials Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, which is December 24th at 1500 to 1630. And he's picked out the probable shortwave frequencies, which might be extended if it runs over. Try 7485 Singapore, 9410 Oman, 7445 Madagascar, 7485 Singapore, 12065 UAE, 17640 Ascension, and there may be some changes at the top of the hour. Her Majesty the Queen's Xmas message is scheduled on December 25th for 9 minutes at 1506, when the shortwave frequencies should be 7485 Singapore, 9410 Oman, at least. More press about the VOA U.S. AGM situation via Mike Cooper. The Washington Post, December 11th, media columnist Margaret Sullivan headlines, "Restoring the Voice of America After a Trump Wrecking Ball Won't Be Easy, But It's Worth Saving." She quotes former VOA director Sanford Unger and the one who just resigned, Amanda Bennett, and also says, "President-elect Biden has indicated he'll replace PAC." VOA supporters note with hope that as former chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Biden has some appreciation for its work. Former State Department official and Time magazine managing editor Richard Stengel is thought to be Biden's choice to replace PAC. He has been assigned to assess what's happening there during the transition. Also in the Washington Post, December 11th, an opinion piece by Amanda Bennett herself, "I was Voice of America's director. Trump's latest pick to run the organization is dangerous." Robert Riley is a dangerous choice. His views are not conservative, they are extreme. As head of one of America's most powerful voices to the world, he risks causing reputational damage that will be hard to repair. Imagine how Riley's views will be greeted by governments in countries that ostracize or even murder gays. In an earlier book, he asserted that Islam abhors reason and has committed intellectual suicide. Without quick action, Riley could be around for a very long time, long after President-elect Biden takes office and PAC himself is gone. Under legislation just being finalized, a VOA director can only be named or removed by a Senate-confirmed bipartisan board, a board that doesn't yet exist. Stephen Kellott replies, "You can't run a radio station with a board of directors made up of 535 people. That's the big danger behind having just a CEO answerable to the President and Congress, instead of BBG acting as the umbrella to catch the crap. Congress is stuck tinkering at the edges on too many things. A group of unfocused legislators who cannot be bothered to finish appropriations legislation to pay the bills is what we're stuck with. We had a record turnout in the election, with little turnover in either chamber, and that's not going to be consequence-free." John Filiozzi says, "Any elected official who has time to have a beer with me or play golf every friggin' day is not focusing enough on his or her job. I want people smarter than me running the country." WRMI has made some changes effective December 14th, but apparently not affecting World of Radio. Via Chuck Gessner, their FB, says, "Our transmissions on 9455 have been changed to 5950, and transmissions previously on 5950 will be changed to 4980 in the near future. We're not ready to begin broadcasting on 4980 yet, but hope to be ready in the coming days." However, Bob Bierman tells us it may be a while for 4980. It's going to be a difficult frequency change in many levels. Matching to the antenna will take weeks. Texas Radio Shortwave Holiday Programs. On December 19th, there's a pre-Christmas music special via Channel 292 in Germany at 09 UT on 6070 and at 18 on 3955. Also on December 20th, WRMI, 0300 UT on 5800, that is, UT Sunday. And then there's the Texas Christmas Music Special on December 25th, WBCQ, December 24th, North American Time, 0400 UT on 7490. Then on Channel 292 at 19 on 6070, and UT December 26th on WRMI, 0300 on 5800, December 25th, North American Time. Area 61 on WBCQ has been running some Christmas-themed shows from Gene Shepherd in the 70s and 80s, starting at midnight UT on 6160 variable, notably on December 18th and 19th UT, and perhaps the following week. Check the schedules at zapahead.net. KVOH remains missing from its daytime frequency, 17775, transmitter problems, and it may be a while because they've decided to reactivate their nighttime frequency, 9975, from another transmitter. After a rough start, it's scheduled from midnight to 07 UT, the first 2 hours in Spanish and the rest in English. Initially, they were testing in the afternoon before midnight UT, despite being only 5 kHz from WWCR. The new schedule shows 3 major music blocks 6 days a week, no doubt interrupted for evangelism. At 02 UT, swing shift with Pat Conrad. at 04, Song of the Night with Scott Martin, and at 06, Jazz Session with Pat Conrad. Although supposedly stopping at 07 UT, Ivo Ivanov has heard them still going as of December 17th, past 08 and 09 UT. The Courtesy Program Committee announces that WCPH 1220 in Etowah, Tennessee, will be carrying out two Holiday DX tests. They are December 26th and January 2nd, late Saturday, early Sunday morning UT from 07 until 09, with full daytime power of 1,000 watts and daytime pattern rather than the usual night power of only 109 watts. There will be IDs in voice, singing jingles, and Morse code, sweep tones, and other long tones and sound effects. Radio Insight reports that iHeartMedia continues acquiring AM signals in major markets to launch the Black Information Network. 1320 KXYZ in Houston, Texas has been bought for $1.4 million, and it will be changing its tower site to diplex with 950 KPRC. As I recall, the last time I heard it on 1320, it was in Chinese. Via Mike Terry, Duke Haman on Facebook says he's carrying out yet more DX tests on WNJC 1360 in New Jersey, a Christmas special, both December 20th and 21st in Universal Time audio DX tests, between 01 and 11 UT. The first 4 hours are with night power of 800 watts, but the last 6 hours are with 5 kilowatt day power. The Cathedral of St. John, the allegedly divine, is unable to host the Paul Winter Winter Solstice celebration this year. However, it will be online from somewhere, UT, Saturday, December 19th at midnight, for which tickets are being sold, and I suppose it will be broadcast next year, as it's usually last year's concert that is broadcast on NPR. For example, UT December 22nd at midnight on WUOT Knoxville. Check their page for many other holiday specials, WUOT.org, or your favorite public radio station. Ben Cobb forwards news from the FCC December 17th. The Preventing Illegal Radio Abuse Through Enforcement Act, PIRET, grants the Commission additional enforcement authority, including higher forfeiture penalties against pirate radio broadcasters and any person who permits the operation of pirate radio broadcasting. They're amending the rules, giving the Commission authority to impose a penalty of up to $100,000 per day to a maximum fine of $2 million. This applies to the AM and FM broadcast bands only, no mention of shortwave or TV or any other frequency ranges. Via Rodney Johnson, in direct contradiction to the official forecast, a team of scientists led by the National Center for Atmospheric Research is predicting that sunspot cycle 25 could be one of the strongest since record-keeping began. Research team says it would peak with a maximum sunspot number between 210 and 260, which would put the new cycle in the company of the top few ever observed. Sunspot cycle 24 peaked at 116, and another group of scientists predict the new one will also peak about 115. If the new forecast is borne out, it would lend support to the research team's unorthodox theory that the sun has overlapping 22-year magnetic cycles that interact to produce the well-known approximately 11-year sunspot cycle as a byproduct. The short-term propagation outlook from Boulder. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels December 20th to 22nd. AN candidacies peaking at 15 and 4. Solar flux peaking at 86 from December 25th to 28th. With seasonal greetings, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2065 with a standard disclaimer.